Right, Jerome, tell us, will our children find it easier to look back at their baby photos than we do, do you feel?
Well, it's, you know, it depends the way you look at it and how able you are to hang on to those memories. You know, we do have more mediums now and devices to take pictures. So therefore, it's definitely something that we're accumulating, and we've got a lot now of memories and a lot of moments from all areas of our lives, and even from friends, you know, if it's posted on social networks and things like that. The key is, will we be able to do something useful with them and actually preserve them in the right way and make sure they're available in the future in, you know, different types of format that we can actually then, you know, share with our parents or with our close friends. You know, not everyone wants to have everything on Facebook, for example.
Sure. I mean, what about technology then, Jerome? How has that made it easier for parents to create photo books over a timeline, a lifetime rather?
Well, basically, what we're doing, just personally at Snapfish, we're looking at, you know, the best way to create those memories. Either some people want something really easy to do, so like, you know, something with a single picture, and then you end up doing, you know, a mug for Father's Day, which is usually the very, very best present. Or something more complex like a photo book, which, you know, requires either a lot of thinking on your part on what memories you want to put together. And what technology enables is basically having all those pictures available in the cloud or available that you've stored from your friends in an area that is safe and secure. You're then able to plunder through that little piece of memory and then put together something that could be quite special. The key is, do you give the creativity to anyone coming on the site, or is it something that is going to be created automatically? And that's the trick, is finding the right technology that appeals to all the different people.
It seems like, Jerome, this year people are taking more photos of the little ones than ever before. Do you feel that there's a new trend in 2013 then?
Well, I don't think it's a new trend. I think it's taking pictures is definitely we're media driven. The photos actually bring back to life the memory. I think we might have, you know, just decided to live and say, oh, it's enough. But then when you see a picture, it really brings it back to you. And I think the trend we're seeing at Snapfish is more that people do not look at prints anymore. They are looking at, what better way do I have to remember that part of my life, or that, you know, that event that I did? And an event could be anything. You know, people say it's a birthday or whatever. Me, this weekend, I was just meeting, you know, with some cousins in the south of France. Didn't see them for ages. You know, I didn't take enough pictures. I know I'll remember it for the next 10 minutes or the next week. Hopefully, my memory is not that far gone. But after that, you know, I'll be saying, how do I want to commemorate this year? You know, do I put something together? And I think the shift we're seeing is really from the singular print, which used to sit in your shoebox somewhere, to how do I materialize something and make it, you know, really cool for my family and for my friends. It's not something that's going to go on Facebook or anything. It's just something that's going to go and be treasured and cherished by everyone in the family.
From your own experience then, Jerome, why do you feel it's so important for parents to document their children's milestones? You know, I guess it's all about saving memories for them.
Yeah, and I think in the end, it's just for your own, I don't know, sanity, when you want to look back at what you've done. For me, it's very important. I think I didn't have the flexibility of, you know, the devices that are available now, that at a drop of a hat you record anything that you want. I missed out, I think, on a few occasions, or my parents did, because I lived away from home. And I think it does actually bring a lot of context into what, you know, when you look back at your life and you're saying, what do I want to do? And what have I done so far? And you've got these you know, piece of memories that are actually piecing your experience together. My mom, I did my studies in the US, and basically my mom was never, you know, not around, you know, the whole time. Or my parents were always in France. I'd see them once or twice a year, and they'd feel like they'd miss out on so much. And for me, it's all about making sure that when I look at my life, I can basically say, you know, I feel I remember all the important moments. And I'm not saying an important moment is, you know, a wedding or anything. It could be anything for anyone. That's the key, Glenn. So I think for me, it's just about making sure you're able to look through your life with the technology that's allowed us to basically monitor it day in, day out. I'm a bit older, so I don't have all that technology, but I think our kids will definitely be enjoying that more and more.
Excellent. Okay, you're from Snapfish, Jerome.
Yes.
If our listeners want more information on this, can you point them in the direction of our website?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a site, www.snapfish.co.uk/babypics, which we've set up specifically for your listeners. What this covers is a little video as well to introduce you to how easy it is to actually create those little memories, make yourself, you know, a little artist, and start creating these memories for your family. And of course, you know, there's a little gift for any of your listeners going on there, and they can visit the site and see what they can do and create their memory instead of just looking at them and hoping they'll survive any test of time.
Excellent. Well said. Thank you very much for that, Jerome.
No worries. Thanks
okay,
a lot, Glenn.
Nice chatting to you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you.